This is Ted Kennedy. One reason the Bork nomination is controversial is that he's hostile to the constitutional role of Congress. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, one reason the Bork nomination is running into heavy weather in Congress is his extreme view of presidential power. The Founding Fathers understood that excessive power could be a serious threat to democracy and individual liberty. So they created a system of checks and balances in which Congress would have power to prevent abuses by the president. But in Judge Bork's view, the president has a blank check and the balancing role of Congress is reduced. He's against the War Powers Act. He thinks court-appointed special prosecutors to investigate White House corruption are unconstitutional. He says Congress can't even go to court to challenge abuses of power by the executive branch. I know you're running for president, Bob, but do you really want a Supreme Court justice with such a one-sided view of presidential power?
Ted, the only one-sided view I see is the blitz you liberals are waging at the Bork hearings. The special interests are calling the shots, and you're parroting their bitter attacks for the TV cameras. But men and women of reason, Democrats and Republicans, are speaking out against your distortions, even though they've been relegated to odd times, so they can't make the nightly news. Former Chief Justice Warren Burger said in Bork's behalf, and I quote, "I don't think there's ever been a hearing with more hype and disinformation. If he's not in the mainstream, then I'm not in the mainstream," end of quote. And Democrat Lloyd Cutler is a real profile in courage. He's ignoring the pressure groups by testifying for Robert Bork. Ted, some people put responsibility above politics. This is Senator Bob Dole. Democrats are demanding campaign spending reform, but guess which party is way ahead in political action committee money? Ted will try to explain tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.